School Board President Mo Hickey says the tax increase should not come as a surprise to the community. He says the school board has been talking about the possibility of a tax increase since January, but it was only in the last month that the board got serious about it. Still, no board member or district official thought it was important enough to bring it up in at least a handful of interviews on KPCW over the last several months.
February, January, we started working on the five-year live model that we work with during the budget process. And at different times, we were looking at what needs we might have as we started narrowing down the numbers. So it's been discussed pretty regularly during that time as a possibility. It wasn't really a direction, I would say, until probably the last two meetings before this that we were really starting to realize that it was something we needed to look at seriously.
So even though many people may not have heard the school board was considering a possible tax increase, Hickey says that last week's vote was the first step in the process.
We have Truth in Taxation, which is in August. I would prefer to hold a Truth in Taxation hearing in June or May. We're not allowed to. We can only hold a Truth in Taxation hearing in August.
Even with taxes slated to go up for education, he notes that taxpayers are paying less than they did for education 2 years ago.
The net tax effect on a $500,000 home with this tax increase would be $12 if it's included in the whole package. When we raised taxes 2 years ago, it brought up the educational portion to $1,350 on a person's individual tax bill on a primary residence on a $500,000 home. With this tax increase, it'll be below $1,300 because of the flotation. So the individual person is actually paying less than they paid 2 years ago. We also had a chart that we looked at last night that if you took a $500,000 home in 2005, people were paying over $1,400 for education. And this year it was $1,250 towards education. So the burden hasn't really changed on the individual homeowner.
Even with the tax increase, he says the Park City School District is still below the national average for per pupil funding.
And the community is demanding a first-rate education, and there's a cost that goes with that. So I think we're going to be balancing that, but also looking at our programs and what's in the best for the students.
Even though it costs taxpayers about $7,000 to educate every student, state law requires that the school district allow students living outside the district boundaries if there's room. He says although there's no formula for determining how many students a school can hold, he says the state would allow more students in each school that the district would prefer.
I think we've done a much better job the past couple of years monitoring that number, looking at it. For example, Trailside, we have a lot of people from Promontory that want to come to Trailside at the elementary level. We've closed Trailside because we are at capacity. We closed Parley's last year. We closed our secondary level until we had registration done this year. And behind the scenes, there's quite an uproar at times. I mean, people want to be in the district, but that's not our problem. Todd Haber's done a great job looking at those numbers with us and making sure that we look at all the boundaries. So if there's a development going in on the other side of 40 over near Home Depot, which has been talked about, that's not in our district. And we're going to be very, very vigilant as far as if we have space and the law requires that we allow the student to come, we have no choice. But if we're meeting all the parameters that have been set by the legislature, we're going to keep our schools closed for Park City students.
As to future cost savings, Hickey says that the district will have to look at programs. With a 14% increase in health care costs next year, he says there won't be much of a savings, even though the district is requiring employees to pay more than they have in the past. And he says they're also looking at ways to save money in the transportation fund. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.